Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
It's EV News briefly for Friday, 6th of September. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full show, I'll be back later, but Patreon supporters get these shows as soon as they're ready and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Date for your diary, Scout Motors, the subsidiary of Volkswagen, will unveil their rugged RUV, not an SUV, and their truck October 24th. Now let's move on to Hyundai's IONIQ 5 getting a refresh in the US and a new trim, actually, the XRT trim, with about another inch of suspension, retuned suspension, different wheels, and some extra dark bumpers and things to hide any stone chips. Not a fan of how it looks, but they talk about it being decent for a bit of off-roading. Also, the car, which is going to be made in the US at their Meta Plant America in Georgia, is going to come with a native NACS. Not to begin with. They're going to come with CCS1. But certainly by the end of the quarter, they say all Hyundais will get native J3400 or the Tesla connector. That's pretty exciting. They're the first ones to be out of the gate with that. Volkswagen is considering an historic plant closure in Germany. Last time they did this was before the Second World War, but they're grappling with saving 10 billion euros and looking to save more money. The Ford e-Transit gets its US update with its new bigger battery. 68 goes to 89 kilowatt hours, so now 160 miles or 256 kilometers on a single charge. Pretty fast onboard charger, and of course they've got all that onboard AC power as well for the outlets. NIO's battery swapping was put to the test by one road tripper on social media who posted his journey, the hotels and all that kind of stuff. Looked very cool, but it was 150 kilowatt hour semi-solid state battery pack in his NIO ET5, that's the sedan, and he did 554 miles, that is 891 kilometers, before arriving at another battery swap station and getting another one. So he normally has a smaller battery pack, and what I thought was actually interesting was a reminder that you can actually just get different sizes of battery packs and pay different amounts. That's a huge range number, by the way, enormous. The Cybertruck gets its winter tire package if you are living in a cold climate. $3,000 gets you some new tires and tire pressures and things like that for better traction and stability. Volvo teased their ES90. That is their new saloon sedan. Of course, we know all about the SUV, the EX90, top of the range. Now, the ES90 is, I would think, all of the stats are going to be so similar. Range will be different because it'll be sleeker and more aero, but otherwise probably the same battery, 111 kilowatt hours, by the way, and the same platform. The Volvo XC90, the outgoing one, is still going to be around for a while, and yes, indeed, that gets its plug-in hybrid refresh, so that's good news because it's a very popular vehicle. 20 kilowatt hour pack, 32 miles of EPA, all electric range, and they've made it look, those styling details of the new Volvo XC90, much like the all-electric EX90. So looking much more similar, but again, many Volvo owners won't want to go EV just yet, but this is a perfect vehicle for them. Volkswagen's ID Buzz GTX goes on sale in the UK. Look, it's not cheap. It starts at £67,000, but it's got a long wheelbase version if you want it to get the seven seats, 200 kilowatt peak DC fast charging, and 295 miles WLTP range on that, adding the GTX performance trim to the ID Buzz. Cupra is unveiling the Terramar. That's a plug-in hybrid for the US. Of course, Cupra is a brand returning to the USA, but Cupra also saying that these EU tariffs are going to be disastrous because our business model is built on building Cupras in China. And the workers at the Tennessee battery plant, the GM LG Spring Hill plant, have unionized with the UAW to make those batteries for Hummers and Lyriq, etc., the Ultium stuff. And that's briefly.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. and your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.